Oh, hallelujah. God is good all the time, and he's on the throne making a way where there seems to be no way. Amen? And this is the day the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice in it. Because if you don't rejoice, there's a problem. That means there's no presence. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Would you turn to Matthew 7:21, please? You know, just because people don't know what he's doing, he is doing something. Just because you don't see it, he's doing it. He doesn't have to wait for you to see it. Amen? He doesn't have to wait for us. And verse 21, would you read it with me? Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Now, this is very powerful. And we've heard these scriptures over and over and over. Only those who do the will of God. That's very simple. So if you're not doing the will of God, you got a 50-50 chance. And why take the chance? Amen? Hallelujah. He said in verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? What were they relying on? Their works. What were they relying on? Their works. Today's teaching is called Based on Works. Based on Works. And then Jesus said, I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice what? Lawlessness. Why? Because your relationship with me is based on works. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, if you hear the sayings of his, it's his will, right? And does them, I will liken him to be a wise man who built his house on the rock. That's a solid foundation. It's called a secure foundation. But there are many who have an insecure foundation. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, that temple, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock, the anointing. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be likened a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house or that temple, and it fell, and great was its fall. These were self-seekers based on their works, not relationship. See, there's a difference between works and cooperation. I'm going to say that again. There's a difference between works and cooperation. When we cooperate with God, it means he's telling us to do something. Those works are not counted as just works of the flesh or self-indulgence. Now, those are works of the Lord. But when we're doing something to build on, when it's not coming from the Lord, that we just believe that it's good, it's not counted. Does everybody understand that? So that's why it's vitally important that the relationship, somebody needs to shut their phone off, that the relationship is vitally more important, amen, than their works. Does everybody get it? We do not base our relationship with the Lord on works. We base our relationship with knowing who are we know him. Amen? Knowing the Lord is the most important thing. The Bible tells us that those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God. And 1 Corinthians 3. You have two individuals in the body of Christ, and those who base their relationship on works, and those who base their relationship on knowing the Lord. You can go to many people who proclaim to be a believer and say, I know the Lord. But you'll know them by their fruit, won't you? You'll know them by their desires, and their works. Whether how many eyes are involved in their conversation. Ay, 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 ay. That's a demonic pizza, right? 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Let's speak it. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the plan of God, or the grace of God, which was given to me, a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed in how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is in Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation, the foundation of your relationship with the Lord, with gold, silver, precious stones, hay, wood, straw, each one's work will become clearer. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. What, in other words, works of the flesh, works of selfishness, or works by cooperation. If anyone's work has been built on endures, he will receive a reward. And if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Again, there's works of cooperation built on a solid foundation. That is called good ground. It will prosper for his glory, not for self-satisfaction. Somebody get it? It's not for self-satisfaction. I like to use that word, satisfaction. Hello. Because people are building, they're building their relationship on works. Not, they're ignoring the convictions. They're ignoring what the Spirit is saying to them. Their hearts are being hardened. And their justifications. Justifications. In 1 Samuel 15, in verse 21. Now Saul went, obeying the Lord, to go into the camp of the Amalekites and to kill everyone. To kill everything. Not bring nothing back. Let's kill them all. The children, everything. The cattle, everything. Why? Because they were the offsprings of the Nephilim race. The giants. The fallen angels. But the people, verse 21, the people Saul is trying to explain to Samuel, is trying to justify why he did what he did when he brought back cattle and the king. But the people took of the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. So Samuel said, has the Lord great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice. See, a lot of people think that their sacrifices of work justify themselves in disobedience. And to heed then the fat of the rams. For rebellion is a sin of what? Witchcraft. So where there's rebellion, there's influence of demonic forces. Witchcraft. And stubbornness is as an iniquity, which is an inherited curse. And idolatry, which is the worship of self. Because you've rejected the word of the Lord, he will also reject you from being a king. Now, the kingship is the third chamber of the tabernacle. There are three chambers: the outer court, the holy place, the most holy place. So obedience is associated with cooperation. Amen? It is better than sacrifice, selfish works. Rebellion is cooperation, not with the Holy Spirit. It's cooperation with the voice of the stranger. It is influenced by the demonic presence within. I'm going to say that again. It's influenced by the demonic presence within. That means there's something in that's causing rebellion. Hallelujah. Not all doors have been shut. And stubbornness is inherited by idolatry, which is self-worship. Until these things are cut loose of self-preservation, because a person is always in a self-preservation mode. They're in a survival mode all the time. They never fulfill the call, purpose, or destiny that was predestined. They are not able to get to the close place of the third chamber of the tabernacle. Does everybody understand that? 2 Peter 3. You know, when you're at your job, you've worked hard, and you're thinking, you know, I deserve a raise. I really think I deserve a raise. Well, you need to bring that to the Lord. But you know, does God know you need a raise? He says, seek ye the kingdom of God and all things will be added to you, but seek his righteousness. You don't have to go to God to ask him for a raise. Does everybody understand that? See, that's self. I did all this. I deserve something. The Bible tells us that a worker is worthy of his wages. Amen. So God knows what you need, and he'll move on the heart of your boss, your owner, whatever it is, to give you a raise. But you got to be faithful. Amen. You can't walk in pride. You got to walk in humility. God knows what we need if you'll let him fulfill it. Glory. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14. Hallelujah. Let's read it there. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long sufferings of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. And it's also in all of his epistles, speaking in them these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable. So he speaks about two people, untaught and those who are unstable. Those means that the ones that are unstable have been taught and they're still unstable. Twist to their own destruction as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest also you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. Why? He's going to try. The wicked is always trying to get you to be based on your works. But grow in the grace, the plan of God, and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to him be glory both now and forever and ever and ever. Amen. Untaught are those taught that are unstable now, being led into error of fear. Fear. Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception, and his power is what? Fear. It is easy to build on a secure foundation, but an insecure or insecurity, it's difficult. It is a life in the outer court. It is a life where? In the outer court. No matter whether you're speaking tongues, worship, whatever, it doesn't matter. If that is the fruit, if that is the character of your fruit, you are in the outer court still. It's the outer court chamber with self-justification, blame, fear, and based on works. With forms of godliness, but not second or third chamber access. In other words, second or third chamber, trust in God. Trust in God. Always questioning God. Always justifying That self-justification. That is the enemy that challenges you with those thoughts. In 1 John chapter 1. This is the message which we have heard from him and declared to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, is walking in darkness based on works? Yes. We lie and do not practice the truth, or we're not living from the word of promises. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have true fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin, presence of evil. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth then is not in us or being practiced. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us, or we are not living from his promises or his word. Fellowship. In other words, many people are still walking in fear. They're not living from the promises. They're living out of fear. You see this all over the place. Most people, look at, how many times have you talked to a person and they said they're good? I'm a good person. Do you know Jesus? No, but I'm a good person. You know? What are they based on? Their works. They're not practicing his truth. They're allowing self-justification, blame, fear. That breaks into your relationship also. And it will break into your assignments of God. Unless we correctly understand the spiritual leadings according to the mind of Christ. We must understand the spiritual leadings according to the mind of Christ. Not the carnal mind. Not the emotional mind. Not the feeling mind. We must understand the spiritual leadings of the Holy Spirit according to the mind of Christ. If we don't do these, we'll never be able to stand against the challenges that come. We will falter. We'll become weak. We'll fall into doubt, justification, and self-works. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. So let us not judge. Let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come. But the substance is Christ. What is Christ? The anointing. We'd be talking about this till the day I die. Although I can't die, I'm already dead. So, amen, till I go home. The substance is the anointing, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility. Oh, yes. And worship of angels, intruding into those things which they've not seen, vainly puffed up from their fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, Jesus, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using according to the commandments of the doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh or against the powers of darkness. The substance is the anointing. It is the leading of and fellowship of the Holy Spirit that will hold you in the second and third chamber. But where there's false humility, puffed up, self, not holding to the head, They will drift into the outer court based on works and not cooperation. Again, the world lives on the based on works. You and I must be careful that we do not fall into that place based on works. Amen? Philippians 2, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear of God and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing. Why do people complain and dispute? Because they're basing themselves on their works. Oh, yeah. Why do people get offended? Because they're basing themselves on their works. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as the lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and I'm being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith. I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. Work out your own, in other words, work out a theory of cooperation with the Holy Spirit with fear and trembling. To trust, to rest and wait. To be patient. To be able to endure. Why? Because he sees it all and knows it all. So that you don't lose your reward living out of his promises. Put all things into his hands for perfect divine order. The Bible says, acknowledge him in all of your ways. Amen. In Romans chapter 2. You know, wisdom tells you what to do. Understanding tells you how to do it. That's why we need it. Romans 2, verse 1, let's speak it. Therefore, you are inexcusable, or men and women of God, whoever you are who judge. For whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice or have practiced the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to the truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man or woman of God, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same or have done the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads us to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath and the day of wrath. Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute. Hardness of health and your impenitent of heart. In other words, justification. Self-justification. Not willing to come to a true repentance. That's self-justification. Yeah, but. That's the but ministry again. Amen? It's not the head. It's the but. Treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish, and every soul of a man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. Yes. No partiality with God. Judge others while practicing or have practiced the same thing puts an individual in the outer court. Why? Because they're basing themselves on their works. Amen? This is exactly how the world lives. This is what is supposed to be separating us from the world. you know, you're going to hear from many people in the world, well, I went to college, I did this, I did that, I earned this degree and this and whatever, and I deserve more money, and all that I syndrome all over again. I work 90 hours a day, you know, whatever it may be. I do all kinds of things. I drive from one end of the country to the other. I do whatever. Yeah, we got to do whatever God wants us to do. Amen? But the I's got to come out of our life. It's got to come out of our thoughts. It's got to come out of our will, except for I will do your will. Your will, not mine. Amen? And John 16, verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, said Jesus, but you can't bear them now. You can't even understand them now. However, when he, the Holy Spirit, of the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will tell you what? Things to come. So do you think maybe that you're going to see things before you speak them? If you're what? Hearing. If you're patient, if you're not involved in the works of self, if you're not trying to protect yourself, you will see the things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. So what's the problem? Hello? Again, people are involved in themselves. Self-preservation, self-justification, reasoning. God is trying to break us from these things so we're not relying on our own works and our own abilities and talents where we can use what God has given us for his glory. Everything's about his glory. And I'm going to close at 1 John chapter 5 and verse 18. We know that whoever is born of God does not what? Have fellowship with darkness. Doesn't sin. Amen? But he who has been born of God keeps himself. And the wicked one does not touch him. What's he keep himself from? Himself. So he keeps himself from himself, man. Verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from yourself. Simple. Keep yourself from yourself, and keep yourself from dead works. Never rely on your relationship with the Lord with your works. Amen? Never. You rely on your relationship and how you know him. Amen? And you will know yourself by your own fruit. Where are you at? What's your desires? Do a self-examination all the time. Remember, unless the Lord builds this house, it labors in vain. We want to receive a full reward, not partial. And we don't want to be like the world with anxiousness, anxiety, stress, trying to make things happen when God can make it happen. If we cooperate, it happens. It's when we do it in our own flesh, in our own strength, that we are frustrated. Amen. So be led by the Spirit of God and let him build the house. And don't fall in the deception of good works. Amen. Fall in the arms of the Lord in a relationship. Take time with him. It's vitally important. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you seal your word in our spirit and in our soul, so that the enemy does not steal it, and let it come to full growth and bring to remembrance as needed in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.